The choices you make with your lifestyle, your money, every single day, influence your future. It is time to fight to make it better. This podcast is dedicated to you, to sharing ideas that you can use to take ownership of your financial future. Most Americans have little or no net worth. By being purposeful with what we earn, I know we can change that, and we must change that. I want you to learn this game. I want you to be better educated about your money. I want you to live a better life. Welcome to Money is Personal, the Briggs Financial Podcast. Let's go! Salutations, greetings, and hello! My name is Stephen Briggs. I am chairperson and CEO of Briggs Financial Incorporated. Welcome to Money is Personal, episode number 148, Coping by Consuming. For many, the holidays are full of joy and laughter. Lots of family and food, spirits and presents, merriment and fun. Gotta open those presents and see what's under the tree and the ornaments and lights in my case, watching the Detroit Lions traditionally lose on Thanksgiving, though this year I've got a lot of hope. And it's really exciting. Fall is my favorite season, and Christmas is my favorite holiday each year, followed closely by New Year's. But for some, the holidays are not as joyful and festive. Holidays can be stressful, dealing with logistics going to see family, particularly if you're also managing kids, let alone if you decide to actually fly during the holidays. Holy smokes. Work can be a crunch during the holiday season, deadlines and people trying to get stuff done before the holidays. And this is also the time of year where when people are reminded over and over again about family, including the family they may not have anymore, either through divorce or estrangement, or in many cases, death. Tomorrow is the 1 year anniversary that my mom passed away. And frankly, I'm pretty sad about it. It's tough to lose family members, and it is really tough to enjoy the holidays without them. So when these stresses happen, we tend to change our behaviors to make life easier, or to try and compensate for those negative feelings through various forms of, we'll call it retail therapy, shopping therapy, whatever you want to say, various forms of shopping and consumption. And that might mean buying things on Amazon you otherwise weren't planning to buy, or pick your favorite website you like to pleasure purchase on. Or many people, for example, will be getting more Grubhub, Uber Eats, or pizza delivered. This can also mean turning to substances as a means of attempting to quell the pain and the hurt. These can have both costly personal consequences as well as costly financial ones. So how do you try to mitigate this risk? First, I think it starts by acknowledging that you have these feelings, that it is okay to hurt, to be sad, to not feel good. It's okay to not feel good. And I think even going so far as to say that aloud, even it's to yourself in the mirror, I don't feel okay. That's okay. When I lost mom last year, I wasn't feeling okay through the end of the year. I was, you know, and I did my best to do my job. You do that, you know, you can. But you don't have to lie to yourself, and you don't have to lie to the people around you either. It's okay to hurt. Everyone hurts from time to time for different reasons, and your reason is valid. The second thing to remember, I think, is it's important to make sure that when we're feeling hurt, we got to recognize we're feeling a bit compromised. So it's important to rely on routines that you have in your day. Basics like maybe when you get up in the, you know, what time you get up in the morning, you know, making sure you have breakfast, taking a shower, grooming yourself, and to do those things even if you don't feel good or feel like it at the time. It's very easy when you're feeling down to not want to do the basic things of trying to take care of yourself. and not, you know, where you might otherwise make healthier choices with food and beverage, and where you might make choices to make sure to take care of yourself. It is normal that when people aren't feeling well, that they don't want to and end up not doing those things. But those things are important to help you feel well and get better and improve what's happening. So make sure to rely on those routines to do that. The third thing I would say is before you go shopping, whether it's online or in a store, I want you to be making a list of what you're going to buy. And if it's a grocery store, you're going to make a meal plan with a schedule and then a list of what you're going to buy. Because what making a meal plan is going to do is it's going to curb a significant number of the impulse purchases that can crop up when you go shopping. And having the meal plan, you'll know what you're going to eat and when. That helps inform the shopping list, which then informs the shopping trip. But the bottom line is, whether you're going for groceries or something else, by having that list, you then have a disciplined way of saying, this is what I'm doing. I'm prepared to get the things I need to get, and I'm not going to get the things that aren't on my list. And again, it's another tool. It's another way for you to be able to have a tool or a resource to rely on that is external of you, so that when you're sitting here and you're not feeling great and you're looking at a big old box of Twinkies and you don't even eat Twinkies, but boy, here's a big box of Twinkies, and wouldn't life be better if you had a whole face full of Twinkies? You can just go, you know, that's not on the list. I'm only going to get things on the list today. So that can be a big help. Fourth, schedule time to be around friends. Get a chance to socialize and hang out with people. If you don't enjoy that, that's okay too. But do try to do things that allow you to be social. I think exercise is a great way to help keep you active mentally and physically. And physical activity is also known to help increase self-esteem, as well as lower stress and anxiety levels. So if you're feeling antsy, if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling anxious, again, first acknowledge that that is okay to feel. And then the second thing is, hey, there are some things you could probably do that might help you kind of feel constructive and not, you know, not as be as focused on whatever it is that's kind of weighing on your heart a bit. For me, I mean, I've been going walking pretty aggressively the last couple of months here. And so, yeah, getting a couple of really long walks in during the day, trying to do some cleaning and some cooking and stuff around the house, just, again, getting working and active and physically doing things is how I like to try to help de-stress. And at the same time, it does feel good to go out on a long walk and you come back and you go, hey, you know, I did a thing here and it felt good, got the blood flowing. You know, it's a good thing to help boost, like I said, that self-confidence. The last thing I'm going to put in here as well, and this is going to be a short podcast episode today, and I'm all right with that. But the last thing I want to throw out there is consider speaking with a professional therapist about what you're feeling. I think it's nice when we have friends and family around us that will listen to us and support us through thick and thin. But in many cases, that can also bring stress and anxiety on the people you love, too. And it doesn't say don't ever talk about anything with your friends, but it is to say when you need to talk to someone regularly and get some feedback and want to improve things, having a professional that does that as their full-time job, advising people on what they can do through periods of sadness and frustration or grief or loss or whatever it is, someone who regularly listens to clients and works with people through these problems can be a great way for you to feel validated while at the same time receiving professional, constructive, supportive feedback. And I think that's important. I think if you have someone that is literally trained and working with people every week, month, and year through these types of issues, it can be a real boon to decide, I want to go in and I'd like some help with these things too, because you don't feel well. You don't feel good. And that's I personally have been to counseling before. I had to deal with some grief issues a few years ago. And having a therapist that could validate, you know what, you're handling it fine. Even my situation where she didn't really have a whole lot of strategy for me, because she felt like, you're handling this fine. The stresses you're facing are normal. The way you're reacting is normal. Hearing that from someone who sees the various forms of unhealthy things and goes, no, you're doing great, you're doing all right, can really be a confidence boost. And I remember it being a confidence boost for me that helped me get through a period where I had several family and friends that I lost right in a row. I can't express enough the support of finding someone. And it may take a couple of different people to find someone you really click with, but find someone that you can share these things with, that isn't friends, that isn't family, that is just a neutral party that wants to see you be better and do well. You're going to get the most objective support that way. You're going to have the least feelings of frustration if they have some critical advice to provide. You will be far more open with them. It may sound a bit counterintuitive because they're a stranger to you, but it's because they're that they aren't one of those close ties, that you're going to feel far less resentment and less pushback toward new ideas and ways of thinking about how you're approaching life and how you can improve it when you choose to work with a therapist versus trying to do that through your friends and family and potentially putting that stress on them as well. So I cannot emphasize enough the benefits of working with a professional therapist. The bottom line in all of this, though, is that coping by consuming is not the way to go. It creates far more problems than it solves, if it solves any at all. If you go and rack up credit card bills and then end up having to pay interest, interest rates are at multi-decade highs. It is going to take you longer than it probably has taken you in a very long time to pay off those cards if you have a higher interest rate. And the only people that benefit from you doing that are MasterCard and American Express. It's not going to help your quality of life improve, actually, by, spending and binging on whatever it is, whether that's food, whether that's beverages, whether that's, things that you find on the Amazon or wherever. Those things are not going to actually solve the root of your problem. Because at the end of the day, you're still stressed, you're still sad, you're still frustrated, you're still whatever those things are. The real way to address those things that make lasting improvements in your mood and attitude is to confront those challenges and work through what some solutions are that can help de-stress, that can help lower that anxiety, that can help in any number of ways help you clear out that mental bandwidth so that you have more space to be positive and more space to live with less stress and less anxiety and frustration. And for most people, this isn't a switch that you can just flip on. It takes time. It takes deliberate work on it in order to get to a better place. So kind of be prepared for that. But coping by consuming, coping by I'm going to buy a bunch of stuff on Amazon and have my own little shopping spree and that's going to make things better, it likely isn't. It likely isn't. And so what I want for you is for you to feel your best by first making sure that you acknowledge that the feelings you have are valid and that it is okay to not feel okay. That you take care of yourself and rely on routines to do the basics. That you have a plan whenever you go shop so you avoid overshopping. To schedule time with friends, schedule time for exercise. And then finally, if you feel like it would be constructive, to schedule time with a therapist that can help you work through whatever it is that is giving you substantial challenges so that you have better strategies tailored to you to address those things and live a happier life as a result. With that, I want to thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Money is Personal. You can catch all 148 episodes, 147 other episodes, on our website, BriggsWealth.com. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, YouTube Podcasts, I believe Google has changed the branding on now, Amazon Podcasts, Player FM, and iHeartRadio. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week. Be safe, be well, and we'll catch you with a fresh episode next week. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening to Money is Personal, the Briggs Financial Podcast. Please follow Briggs Financial on Instagram and Facebook for more terrific personal financial stories and ideas. And check out our firm's website at www.briggswealth.com to schedule a free consultation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. This information is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Briggs Financial believes the information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but does not guarantee the accuracy of the information being provided. This information is not meant to be a complete summary or statement of all available data for making financial or investment decisions, and does not constitute a recommendation. Please note that the information provided may include references to concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not to be construed as legal, accounting, or tax advice, and is provided as general information to you to assist in understanding the issues discussed. This information is not meant as a financial or investment advice pertaining to your personal situation. The selection of appropriate investment or planning options and/or strategies should be made on an individual basis after consultation with appropriate legal, tax, or financial advisors. Nothing contained herein is intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any product or service mentioned, and they may not be suitable for all investors.